Today's share in the Dish from Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Zayin Omid Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to finish off the beautiful Siman Tov Kuf Tzadi Beis, and in Yitz Hashem start and finish also Tov Kuf Tzadi Gimel. So we're going to the very top line of the Mechaber, Siv Gimel. The Mechaber tells us, Lo Yosiach, a person is not allowed to talk or interrupt, Lo HaTokeya, not the person blowing the shofar, Lo HaTzibur, not the people listening in the congregation to the shofar blowing, between Bein Tekios Shemayushov L'Tekios Shemayumad, between the Tekios that you do while we quote are sitting down, which are the tekios that we've mentioned many times are actually done standing up, but are the ones that are done before the Shemoneh Esrei, so therefore technically you could sit down, although the minhag gets to stand up, and versus you're not allowed to talk in between them and the tekios to come during the Shemoneh Esrei, the tekios Shemumad, which are called standing up because we're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mches, the bracha Shemavarech called the matkios, the bracha that you're saying at the beginning, Lishmoa Kol Shofar, Koi Gam Kain Ala Tekios the movement. It's going on all of the tekios, not only the ones you do right away, it's going on the ones that you're going to do later on as well, and therefore you shouldn't have any interruption in between them. And this is true for the person blowing the shofar, the lohat tzibur, sivkot and test, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the lo yotzo bebirchoso, because the tzibur is being yotzi with that bracha. Vahavu ki'ilu berchul liatzman, it's as if they said it themselves. Dirshu footnote number 8 brings down, what about the famous announcement that they make in shul, in almost all shuls, that right before they stop blowing the shofar, they tell people don't talk during the entire period of time, from the very first call until the very last call, at the end of the Kaddish Tiskabel, at the end of the Musaf. That's a 2-3 hour period of time, a long period of time. So there are undoubtedly going to be a lot of people that are going to not listen and going to talk. So are you changing it from making them doing this b'shogeg to doing this b'mezid? And therefore, that's not a good idea. So Moshe Feinstein, that's how the Yigas Moshe says, absolutely announce it. Vaday mutter, you should definitely announce and tell people you're not allowed to talk the whole time. Even though you are going to maybe cause some people to go from being a shogeg to being amazed, he says, no, you absolutely should tell them. Maybe some people will listen to you, and those that don't, they don't. Mishnah Berurah continues, and Sivkot and Yud, and he says, Ubishas at Kios Atzman, during the actual blasting of the shofar itself, Pshita the Asr L'Such. Of course, you're not allowed to talk then. You're not even allowed to go and spit them. I feel a Lorok Asr, because Lefisha Tzorach L'Shmor, call at Kiyam, Erosha L'Sofa. You have to hear the entire sound from the beginning to the end, and if you do anything in between, it's going to make you not hear the whole sound. And I feel Huyaruka Harbe, even if it's a very long Tekiyah, you're not allowed to have any sort of interruption in between. Kamosh Kosav Simon Tov Kut Sadi, and we've already learned this. Vakosha came to Asr L'Shmia, call Befiuk, O Benachira Sagar. Likewise, the person shouldn't make any sorts of other sounds coming out of his mouth or his stomach or from blowing his nose. Because you're going to cause other people to be disturbed by you making all sorts of snorting sounds or coughing or sneezing or any other sounds. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Yudal tells us that you're not allowed to have any interruption at all. Likewise, in between the tekios that are the, quote, sitting down ones, the first 30 blasts that we do after the bracha, before the Shemoneh Esrei, v'chein shem me'umad, and likewise during the Chazaras Hashatz, gufa, gam kein also l'havsik, you're not allowed to make any sort of interruption then as well. Now, the issue footnote number 9 tells us, famous din from the Chai Adam, Yesh lahakbich lo ledaber ad liachar shloshim akolu shetokin achar chazaras hashatz. You shouldn't talk at all until the very, very end of the entire davening. And he says down, all of those kolos ain ledaber ad gemar kol atkios. You shouldn't go, brings this down from the Kaf HaChaim, even those extra kolos we make during the Kaddish, don't talk until we're done with all of the kolos. He brings down many others that hold like this as well. On the other hand, you do have two mekilim, the Yalkut Gershuni and the Katzei Amata on the Mati Ephraim, that both say that this is a Chumri Yaseh, and that nobody follows this chumra of the Chai Adam, albeit I would dare say every shul I've ever been in, and from what I hear, most shuls do follow the chumra of the Chai Adam, and they do tell people not to talk at all during the entire 100 sounds from the beginning of the bracha until the very last call is sounded. And this applies to women as well. Af Noshim, even though they're not mechuyavos in shofar blowing, but they've accepted upon themselves to listen, so Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says they shouldn't interrupt as well. They should listen to the entire 30 kolos that they're accepted upon themselves to listen to, even though they're not mechuyavos, and they shouldn't have any hefsek there as well. Now we go to the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Miyu beinyan hatekios vatvilos ein hefsek." He says, however, in regards to the tekios themselves and the tvilos themselves, if you're saying something that is needed for the tekios, please bring me a shofar, or something that's needed for the tvilos, you don't know some halacha, and you have to ask about the tefillah, that's not considered hefsek. He brings down from the Mordechai and the Mamriel. And the Mishnah Berurah adds in Sivkot and Yud Beis, Rosh Loma, what the Ramah is telling us here is, the bein tekios to miyushav, le me'umad, in between the tekios, the first 30 that are miyushav, versus the rest that are Mu'umad in the Cheshbon Esrei, Shari L'Chachila L'Asiach Bin Yonim, if you have a need to talk, then you're allowed to interrupt, albeit one should certainly not try to do so if you don't have to. And he says, Ayin and Derech Chaim, Shadaitu brings out from the Derech Chachaim that his opinion was that Bein Habracha Atzov Tkios to be Yushav also L'Hasich Apila B'Tvilos. He says that you're not allowed to interrupt by anything during the Chazar Seshats, even saying additional tefillos that aren't part of the davening. L'chein lo yomar ha-yiratzon, ha-nitpas b'bachzorim ben atkiyos b'miyushav. You shouldn't even say a yiratzon that's related. You should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're listening to their sounds, should have the proper kavanah, etc. Rak yaharer b'libo v'ayotzi b'fiv. He says you can think it, you can look at it and think it, but don't actually pronounce that those words. That's considered a hefsek as well, according to Derech HaChayim. Or he says, Oshiyana Yiratzon, Achagmarat Kios to Miyushav. Or say it at the conclusion of all of the Kios to Miyushav, and that is the minhag that most people follow. They say one time the Yiratzon, they don't say it after each series, but they say it after all 30 kolos, they will say the Yiratzon at that point in time for those that have the custom to say the Yiratzon. Dirshu footnote number 11 brings down from Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal that he says, in places where the Shliach Tzibur is Marich Binigunim, he kretches too long, so then it shouldn't be a person should sit there. Don't sit there just listening and waiting and waiting and waiting. You're allowed to interrupt. That's not called the hefsik, to say Tehillim while he's going and kvetching. Better say a little bit with kavana than a lot without kavana. However, he brings up for Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that nowadays with the Chazonim usually don't kvetch that long. It's better to listen to the Chazaras Hashatz and the Chazin rather than interrupting with the Tehillim. And this is also brought down from the Stipler Gaon Zatzal, Shemish Yochel Shmoa Es Chazaras Hashatz, also Lolo Martillin. If you can listen to the Chazaras Hashatz carefully, and it's not going to distract you because he's not going that long, so it's better to listen to that than say Tehillim. El Tzorot Lishmoa Es Tefilas Chazin. Listen to the Chazin. And he says, one is permitted to go and add Bakoshus Protios Bemsa Tvila in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. You can add your own personal Tvilos. And Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, Mutav Ein Ze Hefsik. That's not considered Hefsik. What about singing along with the Chazin, answering Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that's permissible. It's not considered Hefsik as well. What about answering Asher Yotz if you have to go to the bathroom? So Dayan Weiss Zatzal and the Minchas Yitzchak, as well as Rav Oz Zatzal and the Shevet Alevi, and as well Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal, all say Yochol LeBorcha Miyat. You can go and make that as soon as you come back from the bathroom, because their concern is that if you wait till the end of the davening, you may have to go again, and you'll be Mevatel LeBorcha. On the other hand, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, the Igros Moshe, disagrees, and he says that the fact that a person will have to go to the bathroom again and lose therefore the Asher Yotz, as soon as you have to go again, you can't say the original Asher Yotz anymore, as soon as the urge to go again. So he says that's somewhat of an unusual situation, and he's Mistaber. However, Shakol, if you are the Mamakov, the person, Rahman al-Islam, is older, has to go to the bathroom every half hour. He has a prostate problem, etc. So then he will lose out. So then even Rav Moshe would say, go and say it. But a younger person, Baruch Hashem, doesn't have to go every 2 hours. So then he'll be able to definitely last until the end of the Shmoneh Esrei. So then Rav Moshe finds his Asal says, better to wait to say the Asher Yotzah until the end of all the blasts are blown. What about thinking in Divrei Torah? So he brings down from the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh to think in Divrei Torah, that's certainly not a problem. Lekha Yosha says this as well. And he brings down from Nissan Karlitz Asal that if you're going to say halachos of Tkiyas Shofar, so then you can actually say them. Other types of learning, he says, better to think, and it's a problem potentially if you were to actually say it. That might be a hefsik. Footnote number 12 brings down that the Vilna Gaon's custom was not to say the Yiratzon. This was also the custom of many others. And he brings down that besides the reason that Derech HaChaim brought down in terms of it being a hefsek, he brings down that it somehow changes around the mysticism of the names of the malachim that are being said with all the tekios, and therefore don't have any interruption whatsoever. And therefore, many tzaddikim didn't say the Yiratzon. Again, if a person has the minhag to say the Yiratzon, that is what he should do. Indeed, that was the opinion of Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal, as well as the Shaaretz Zion, who said that in limchos b'yad ha'omrim, if somebody says it, it's okay. He uses a beautiful language here. He says, you don't have to go and be mochet to protest, lo b'yachazoker, not strenuously, for lo b'kol d'momo daka, not even in a soft way. It's okay to say it if that is their minhag. Very beautiful and poetic language. The Rambam continues, he says, v'imsoch dvarim v'telim, ein tzorach laksel v'arach. If a person interrupted even with things that are totally extraneous and unnecessary, but it was after the bracha and after the first sound, he doesn't have to make the bracha again. Mishnah explains, Sivkot Yud Gimel, v'lo domi l'soch bein tfilin l'tfilin. This is different than if a person talked in between putting on the shoyad and shorosh. Dosim shtei mitzvah, and that's two different mitzvahs. As opposed to here, mashen kein hocha d'kula chod ha-mitzvah, the blas are all one mitzvah. V'alkein afil l'soch dvarim v'telim, if you spoke something totally extraneous, bein tekiyos the mishnah of atzman, even after the first blast is heard, even if you spoke then, ein tzorach laksel v'arach. Achar shetan ma'at mi birchas hamotzi din sort lach zilvorek. It's like if you made the broch on a motzi and had one bite, even though you're supposed to eat a kezayis, but if you talked in between, it's not a problem. You don't have to repeat the broch. The kulucha the suda, it's one suda. Kol makom and stadim machronim. Nevertheless, the achronim say the misha soch b'tashrat bein shvarim l'trua. In the tashrat, where you have the shvarim trua, and if you spoke in between the shvarim and the trua, that's a problem. Af in yoni tki, even if it was about the tkiya, afshin sort lach zilvorek. In that situation, why you don't have to make a new bracha? Kol makom l'yotza. You weren't yotzi that series, but sort lach zilvorek. You have to go over that entire Seder. And the Sharet Zion brings down an Os Yud Ches is because Dilma Kavonet Satorah Al Shteyim, because maybe Shorim Trua is really the Trua that the Torah talks about. And since you spoke in between, Kilka possess a Trua, you ruined this Trua. Mechaber then says, V'ein Tzarech Lomar Shalo Yasichu Bein HaBrach L'Tkios. Certainly, we don't have to tell you, you can't talk between the Brach and the start of the Tkios in Lo B'inyan Tkios, unless it's something absolutely necessary. And the Mishnah explains in Sifkot Yudalit, even though of Avdi B'Sim and Kuf Sav Zayin Siv Vav Pasak L'Chila Lo Yosef Klai, not interrupt at all, Hacha Mayri Shetzarech L'Sok, here we have no choice, and for some reason you have to go speak. For example, Kagon Shomer Lo B'Shofer, he thought he had the shofer there, and it wasn't there, so he's allowed to tell to go bring the shofer. Oh, L'Shach Shech Oso B'Mayim, or to rinse it out with water, Shalo Yechol Tkol, because it's not making a sound for whatever the reason. Anything that's absolutely necessary like this. Well, partial, and it's clear, the imsoch bein brach l'tkiyah minyan tefillah, the tzarech lach zilvorek. If you're in speaking, interrupting between the brach and the tkiyah in regards to the davening and not blast of the shofar, then you definitely have to go back and make a new bracha. Well, mashia, because of Ramad, the tefillah lo heavy hefsik, the fact that he says the tefillah isn't a hefsik, hainu ben tkiyah l'tkiyah, that's after you've started blowing the first one chanal. Abul bein brach l'tkiyah, between the bracha and the first tkiyah, heavy hefsik, that's certainly a hefsik. V'afa shomei imsoch bein brach l'tkiyah tzarech l'vorek. And even if the person listening interrupted, he has to make a new bracha as well. The issue number 14 discusses the question that we had previously. What about saying tekiyah by the makri before the first blast? We had to discuss that previously. Looking in the issue footnote number 14 for some of those details. As well, he discusses what about pauses. Even a pause is considered a problem lechatrila. One shouldn't pause at all if they can start blowing right away. That's the best thing. Likewise, you shouldn't make any motions with your eyes or with your fingers. And the same halacha supply in regards to that, b'di'evet, imshah, afilu shir, yosef gadol, afilu shelo l'tzoch. Even if it's totally unnecessary pause, you don't go back and make a new bracha. And the same thing in regards to remiza, be'enav, if you're motioning with your eyes or doing something with your fingers, kritza be'etzvasav, kasav shemashmos, supposed to l'hokal. Again, we don't make the bracha again, but one should not make any sort of an interruption, either by a pause or by motions or any sort of signaling. The issue for number 13 brings down that if you did speak even one word, that is a hefsek, and you have to make a new bracha. The same person who blows at the start, he should blow throughout. Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkon Tesvav, that maskil b'mitzvah omer lo gmor. Somebody who starts a mitzvah, we normally tell him to go and finish it. The issue foot number 15 brings down, however, in places where they did have the minhag to either sell the right to go and have different people blow, or the minhag was that different people blow, and that shows the chabiz of mitzvah, that is acceptable. The Ramah continues and he says, but if somebody else does blow, that's okay. Certainly, if the first person cannot blow and they have to call somebody else, that's absolutely okay. But he says, preferably, it should be one person blowing the whole time, where there was discussed previously. Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Tzayin says, the other people that come up to blow stand where they are. They don't have to go up to the bima necessarily. However, the issue footnote number 16 brings down different opinions on this Ayin Sham. I would say today, most people, they have the tokei and the makri go up to the sides of the chazan and they blow one on one side and the other makri on the other side. If it's in the silent shmonesser, however, they don't have the minhag to go up there and they're blowing in the silent shmonesser, everybody blows from their seat and the makri calls out from his seat. Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Yozayin explains, the calls that Mayri Bismanem in those days, Shayinosim Lolitz Kor Bistaba, that the person who was blowing first was given the right to blow all of them. And therefore, if him came, Zochem Yad, Bekol Tkios, and he is therefore entitled to blow all the blasts. But nowadays, he says, nowadays, where the custom is that they let two different people blow. This happens especially on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, when the first day of Rosh Hashanah is the Shabbos, that they sometimes divide up. That the person who blew the first day was different than the person who blew the second day. So on the second day, when there's only one person blowing, they'll let one person maybe do the Tkios that are Miyushav, and the other person do the Tkios that are Umad. So then in this situation, him came, this person never got all the rights to all the tekiyos, and therefore it's certainly okay to break it up. This concludes the beautiful Siman Tovkuf Tzadi Beis, and now we start Tovkuf Tzadi Gimel. Im HaBrachos HaTekiyos Ma'akva Zezah, which we'll explain what that means right now. We start with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Brachos Shal Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and the Brachos in the Shemoneh Esrei in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Ma'akva Zozo. If you don't say all of the Brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei, so then don't say some of them. You have to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei, or you can't say the Shemoneh Esrei. As the Mechaber so says, if you don't know all of them, don't say, well, I know eight of the brachos, I don't know the ninth one, so I'll say eight. No, in that situation, you're not allowed to say any of the brachos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Aleph explains, Hainu Shel Musaf, we're talking about Musaf, Sheyesh Bo Malchus Zochronus Shofos, has the extra three brachos, so Malchus Zochronus Shofos, the King Shel Yom Kippurim, Shel Yovel, on Yom Kippur of Yovel, we also had the minhag, we don't have this today, Shel Min Bo Gamke Malchus Zochronus Shofos, so if you don't know all three of these extra sets of brachos, then you can't say any of them. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibur Maskel Ma'akvo, says this is a little bit strange. He says, why should this be so? Because you have the opinion of the Maritz Gios that says that technically the silent Shemon Esrei is only seven brachos. So why, if a person doesn't know all nine, technically he should only say the seven brachos that he knows, and that should be fine. But he points out that this is really talking about the Chazaras Hashatz and not the silent Shemon Esrei. And in the silent Shemon Esrei, yes, there could be a shita that says seven, even though we don't pass it like that. But in the Chazaras Hashatz, nobody says seven, everybody says nine, and therefore, if you don't know all nine, then you can't do it. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Beis tells us, Mashma de Bishar Yimos Hashana Im Yodea Bracha Achas Yomer. This implies that the rest of the year, that if you only know one of the brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, you can say it, if you don't know all of them. Vein Ma'akev Zuzu. He brings down from the Morgan of Rum that it's not Ma'akev. He then brings down the next Bir Halacha, Ayin of the Bir Halacha, Dibur Maskel Zoez Zu, where it says over there, Shekosavnu, the Gam Lamogin of Rum, Rach may be Alma, that the saying of these Tfilos is just pure Rachamim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avon Ein Yotzei Klal B'Zeh, and you're not Yotzei, the Chiyuv to say, with the shofar blowing the Shemona Esrei, albeit, he brings down the Bir Halacha, that you are Yotzei Tfilo with this. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, it says, the afilu rak bracha achas min Shemona Esrei im dileg, kaim lo nael, besim kuf yotes, sif gimel, the tzorach lachzev lo ma kulam besedu shenisachnu. So you have to go say the entire Shemona Esrei in the right order, or else you have to go back and repeat it. You're not Yotzei Tfilo with this. The koshkim is that, and certainly over here, where the rabbis were misaking that you have to say these Tfilos, Malchus, Zechoris, Shofos, in the right order, and all of them together. He says, if you're somehow saying them in a way where they're not connected to the original bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei, you have to be mesameach them to another bracha. It could go Lashi Yotzer Chedomeh, or some say bracha Achrona. So it's a bracha smuch chaverta because they don't start off with their own bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. I'm not exactly sure what that scenario is. He seems to be implying, if I'm understanding this correctly, that if you do say the three brachos of Malchus, Zechonus, and Shofros by themselves, then you would have to attach them to another bracha, Tzorachiyin. Sif Beis, Mechaber writes, V'kein Tios Ma'akev Zozu, the Tios are also Ma'akev one to the other, which means, V'hani Mili, Shene Yodea, Ela Miktsas HaSimon, Shelo Yase Oso Miktsas Yodea. So if you only know, for example, the tekiah, so then don't blow the tekiah and not blow the shvarim trua and the tekiah afterwards. Avol tashrat, tashat, tarat. If you only know tashrat, or you only know tashat, or you only know tarat, ein makom zezeh, then you just blow the ones that you know, because maybe you'll get it right. If you can do one of them or two of them, it's okay. The Chofetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, says, when he says oshnaim, it doesn't really mean two, because if you know two of them, then you're going to know all three of them. So it really means only one. He says, aloshen einam aduktuk. So alternatively, he suggests maybe you're weak and you can't go on anymore. Or alternatively, shalokha mashof from somebody took the shofar from him. Or inami, shudayat shatzorot litkoa, bavashlishes, you have to blow a third time, but he doesn't know what that third time is involved. The Chofetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, the Ramasal, the Yemiyada, also says that it's partial in this situation that you shouldn't make the bracha on the tekiah, because unless you're certain you can blow all of them, you shouldn't make the bracha. Either by yourself or with somebody else, then you can make the bracha. But if you're not able to blow all three sets, the tashrat, the tashat, and the tarat, then don't make the bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel tells us, Doha Midor Raisa B'chodos Sagi, technically in the rice level with one, it's okay, so therefore just blow that one, El Diodid and Ezer, but we don't know whether the Trua is really what we call a Trua, a Shvarim, or a Shvarim Trua. Lochein Yasa Echot Shodeh, at least do the one that you know, Shema Yechavid Emes, maybe you get it right, one out of three chances you got it right, so therefore do it. In fact, there are opinions that say all three are right, and any one is fine, so then you definitely Yotze according to that opinion. The Rambam says then, Hagoha avol habrachos inam akvin atkios, v'chein atkios inam akvin habrachos. If you don't have the Shemoneh Esrei, so then still blow the shofar. And if you don't have the shofar, then still say the Shemoneh Esrei. Neither one of those is makiv the other. Be'ezim v'hem shiodeh yaseh. Whichever one you know, he brings that from the Torah, that you should definitely do. And the Rambam concludes, and he says, v'chein sidron inam akiv. He brings that from the Ran. The order over here is not ma'akiv. We'll see what this means in a moment. And if a person blows shofar only after he davens, that's acceptable as well, b'di'evit. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalit, Sheim Eino Yodin Levarach HaBrachos El, if you don't know the Brachos, Avol Pikein, Yitku HaShlosh HaZam, so blow the bless, even though you don't know the Shemoneh Esrei. V'chein HaTkios, etc., Sheim Eino Yochol Litkoa, Avol Pikein, Yivarach HaBrachos, so if you don't have the shofar, so say the Shemoneh Esrei. Sifkat and Hei, Eino Rosa Lomar B'Seida Tvila, he's not talking about the order. That is Makavkin. Yishichtim, Zichronos, Malchus, or Shofar, Zichronos. The Bezel, Loyotz, Vetzorach, Lachzor, Lispal. You definitely have to do them in the order. Malchus, Zichronos, Sovus. Saying Chseder, Atkios, Yimhichtim, Truol, Litkia, Rishon, Loyotz. If the blasts are out of order, you're also not Yotze. And the Rotzalom, at the Seder, Lispal, Musaf, Litkov, Tokhat, Vila. You should blow Shofar first and then say Musaf.
Vimshina say that, and in that you messed up, Danish Spal Kolim Shitoka. If you first daven and then blew, Yotzbishnam, that's okay. This is a little bit complicated. It's explained in Dishu footnote number 6 and number 7, and the Sharatzion owes Dalit. Bottom line is, each of them can be done separately if you have no choice. With that, we conclude today's share.